This is the home for the holidays contest used during the Christmas season of 1981 on Radio Orange. The first interview is from Preston Small with WYTH Radio in Madison, Georgia.
It's a small industrial, mostly agricultural-based economy. Our climate is very mild here. On occasion, we'll get a snow during the winter. Didn't have one last year. The worst snow that we ever had is about 18 inches some 8 or 9 years ago. For the most part, however, temperatures are very mild. It's pleasant for sports throughout the winter. Coldest temperatures we'll get here during the winter is every now and then we'll get a temperature down in the low teens.
What are some of the most common family names in your area?
Well, naturally, we've got Smith. Now, that's a common family name. Candler is another common family name. A lot of the people who belong to the Candler, Asa Candler family, which was a founding Coca-Cola family, a lot of Ruarks, a lot of Malcolms, a lot of Hunts, and quite a few Smalls around, as a matter of fact, too. To each and every one in Central Virginia, from everyone down here, we wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The second interview is with Irv Lash. He's with WRXV Radio, and that's near Green, Maine.
No major industries. Probably a population of around 1,000, 1,500, something like that. Very wooded.
What are your extremes of climate?
There is an old adage, and it goes, if you don't like the climate, wait 5 minutes and it will change. And that is it. We have some vast extremes of climate, actually. Probably in the winter it might get down as low as 20 below zero Fahrenheit, and in the summer it rarely gets above 90.
Has there been a big controversy or squabble or anything in the past year or so?
A lot of the people are moving out of the Lewiston area and moving out into the rural area, and consequently it's put a lot of pressure on the school systems. And so each year there is a move to build a larger school, and each year there is a conservative bent not to. And so that's probably the biggest thing that they have to talk about. Merry Christmas to everyone in Central Virginia.
This interview number three is with Steve White. He is the city editor of the Courier Herald, and he is talking about Madison, Indiana.
It's a very historic area, nominated by the National Trust for Historic Preservation for one of the first three cities in the country to be in the Main Street Project, founded in 1809. We have over 100 blocks in the downtown area on the National Register for Historic Places, and it's situated right on a river underneath a high bluff, and it's a beautiful area.
What is the historical significance of it?
At one time, it was the largest city in the state in the early 1800s, and it was a big city in shipbuilding and pork producing, and it was a stopping off point for settlers, and one of the people here helped financed the state's army for the Civil War.
What is the biggest controversy or biggest news event you've had there, say, in the past year?
In the past year? Well, probably a continuing one over the last several years, including this year, is the building of a nuclear power plant in not too far away. People would like to wish all of you in Central Virginia a very happy and Merry Christmas.
Steve White gave me a really good interview, and I couldn't get it all in one segment, so here is another selection with Steve White of Madison, Indiana.
Well, we have a Jefferson Proving Ground, which is an Army testing facility. We have steam-generated power plant, several other factories that make motors and engines and heavy-duty equipment for road building and...
Then there's a great deal of heavy industry there, apparently.
Yes, but it's located in two different areas, really. There's a hilltop and a downtown, and the downtown is located below a steep bluff, and it's the old section. The new part is up on the hilltop, and that's where most of the industry and everything is, and it's very similar to most other small towns throughout the country. People often would like to wish all of you in Central Virginia very happy and Merry Christmas.
Interview number four is with Ray Friday. He's with WCNH Radio in Quincy, and that's not too far from Orange, Florida.
We're staying pretty warm the past few weeks. We've been in the 70, 75 area and about 50 at night.
Is that year-round? What are the ranges, the extremes?
About 100 for the high, and I guess the lowest would be about maybe 15 or 20.
What are the major employers in your area, or the major industries?
Well, we have McTavish Furniture, and we have Casey Manufacturing. During the tomato season, when the tomatoes come in late summer, June, July, we have some Mexican people come in town to help pick the tomatoes. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone in Central Virginia.
Interview number five is with Vanessa Wing. She works with WQMR Radio, and that's in Madison, Maine.
Milltown, very poor, not very poor, but not much money in it.
What are some of the common family names?
There's a lot of Landrys, there's a lot of Whippies, there's a lot of Karens.
You said that this was a mill town.
Yep.
Are there any other industries there?
Not really, it's mostly a paper mill.
What are some of the favorite things for entertainment? What do people do for fun?
Drink beer and play cards.
What's your climate like?
Oh, we have four seasons. Of course, it's cold in the winter and hot in the summer. And it's nice in the spring and beautiful in the fall.
Is there anything that the area is particularly famous for?
Anything the area is famous for? Oh, God. I can't think of a thing. Merry Christmas to everybody in Central Virginia.
Interview number six is with Rhoda Ross. She is an editor at the Literary Review, and that is a periodical which is published in Madison, New Jersey.
College town.
What is the main occupation or the main employer of the area?
I have no idea. I would think it would be either Allied Chemical or one of the other chemical companies, pharmaceutical companies.
Is there any particular thing that the area is well known for?
Well, it's known as the Rose City, and it is. They do have very nice roses and garden supplies. Everyone in Central Virginia have a very Merry Christmas.
Interview number 7 is with Charlie Supak. He is the general manager of radio station WWBB, and that's located in Madison, West Virginia.
One industry, everything is coal here. And in fact, 5 counties are all coal-producing counties. We produce more coal here in this region than other areas in the state. There's other pockets of coal producing, but not like here. We are in a very unique situation, too, I would say, that 93% of the area and is timberland. And I never thought, being in the broadcasting business at the time would ever come, that I'd talk to trees. But 93% is timberland.
What are some of the most common family names in your area?
Well, just about everybody is related to somebody here, and actually it's a very a clannish area. You have the Stallings and the Smiths and the Mullins and the Gerolds and the Hills. There are probably 20 family names which would each represent maybe 100 families or more. We do want to say Merry Christmas to all the people in Virginia, especially at WJMA.
Interview number 8 is with Amy Marshall. She is an editor at the Chenango American Weekly, and that's located in Green, New York.
We've got a crossroads, and the long axis is the river, and the shorter axis goes up and down the hills on each side, and it's very green. It's dairy country, and let me see, a lot of white houses, white frame houses. It has some small industry, yes. It's got population of about 1,800. It's exactly 1 mile long and 1 mile wide. It is, by preference, a rather undistinguished village.
What's been the biggest controversy in the area, say, in the past year?
Well, we do our best not to have any. I think probably the biggest controversy of the last year was when a student lit a fire in a locker in the school, which was later put out by a fire extinguisher. Should the students have been evacuated from classes or not? Merry Christmas to everybody in Central Virginia. Lovely place.
Interview number 9 is with Elsa McNamara. She works at The Banner, and that is published in Madison, Maryland.
It's just a village-like. It has a fire company and an auxiliary. It's all Methodist churches, and it's mostly watermen that live around there.
Is there anything that it's well known for?
Well, the name used to be Tobacco Stick. We used to call it Tobacco Stick, and I don't know where that came from.
How cold and how hot does it get?
It can get both hot and get cold. Very cold, extremely hot. Merry Christmas to everyone in Central Virginia.
Interview number 10 is with Cheryl Achibal. She works with The News, which is published in Orange, Massachusetts.
Well, it's called a friendly town, if that will give you any indication as to, you know, our atmosphere. I think it is a friendly town. That's where they got their name.
What do people do for a living there?
Mostly shop workers around here, tool manufacturers.
The population, is it large, small?
10,000. I mean, it's under 10,000, so I'd consider that small.
What are some of the most common family names up there in your area? Or is it a very clannish area?
No, we have a lot of old New England names, you know, like John Smith and something like that. A lot of people there are like the daughters of the American Revolution here who have date people back from the Mayflower, of course. We have a lot of people like that around.
What do people there do for entertainment?
Entertainment in a small town, that's a hard question. Of course, a lot of us, we live way out in the sticks, so to speak. We have to make our own entertainment, like ice skating and stuff like that. There's nothing major, you know, there are a few youth centers for the youth. There is really no, we have to go into the city.
Now, has there been any big controversy or major news story in the area in the past year?
Big news story, let's see, we built an industrial park. No one's in it. Well, I just wish everyone a Merry Christmas in Central Virginia.
Interview number 11 is with Terry Mungent. She is with WECM Radio, and that's in Orange, New Hampshire.
We had freezing rain last night, and everything's just about covered in ice. The weather is awful up around here. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say.
Is this a very populated area, or rural, or?
Oh, no, it's rural. Yes, the population's not too big. Maybe 10,000 in the area we're in right now. A lot of country.
I guess farming then is rather big. What do most people do for a living?
Well, we do have a lot of industries up here, but they're nothing, you know, really big. There is a lot of farming, a lot of construction work going on up around here right now, trying to add on to the city at the moment, making new roads and everything. But it's mostly, you know, farming and industry.
Is there anything that your area is particularly well known for?
Nothing except in the fall, the foliage. It's popular up here in the fall. We have a lot of tourists. Merry Christmas to everyone down there in Central Virginia, and I hope you all have a happy holiday.
Interview number 12 is with Jean White. She's with WSNO Radio in Orange, Vermont.
It's a very small town.
Any big businesses or industries?
No.
How do people make their living?
They commute. There is nothing there but just a few houses.
Is it an agricultural area? Or is farming very big?
Well, there is farms out through there, yes.
Can you describe the climate for me? How hot and how cold it gets?
It's very snowy in the wintertime and cold.
Is there anything that your area is well known for?
Yes, that granite industry. Merry Christmas to everyone in Central Virginia.
Interview number 13 is with Fred Hawker. He is editor of The Recorder, and that is published in Green, Iowa.
We're just a small town. We call it nestled on the banks of the exotic Shell Rock River, which is just so much promotional stuff. We have a little river built through town, and we had the longest straight shot river water skiing stretch, 1,350 something in there population.
What do people do for a living?
Well, we're primarily agriculturally related. A lot of the folks, when the places are operational, work at white farm equipment and John Deere tractor company works.
Your major crops, what are they?
Corn, beans would be the primary ones.
What are the most, some of the most common family names in your area?
Steer would be one of them. Landers, or Brinkman's would be the other. We're settled basically by a group out of near off an island off of Holland, as I understand it. And I don't exactly know if they'd be, they sort of relate to the Germans. So for years we had a German Lutheran church here that spoke German and German services and so forth. So. Merry Christmas to everyone in Central Virginia.
Interview number 14 is with Andy Boone. She worked with the radio station KGFL, and that's located in Clinton, not too far from Culpeper, Arkansas.
Well, now, it's just a mountain. It's just a road. It's not a city.
But you live there.
I live on the mountain.
What? How many other people live there?
Oh, approximately 100 families, I would imagine.
Are most of the families there related to each other?
Yes.
What's the climate like there?
Oh, in the winter, zero. In the summer, the hottest I remember is 102.
That's right, hot. Do you get much snow?
No. Not much.
What do people in your area do for entertainment? What's the favorite sport?
Well, we're next to a lake, so in the summertime, there's a lot of fishing and skiing. In the wintertime, skating, I guess. There's not that much to do in this little town.
Is there anything that the area is well known for?
Our lake, Greer's Ferry Lake. Merry Christmas to everyone in Central Virginia.
Interview number 15 is from Louisa, Kentucky. The person is Mrs. Robert Kies, and she works with the Big Sandy News.
Well, it's just a very small mountain town. We're right on the tri-state area.
What do people there do for a living?
Coal is the main industry.
Is there anything that is well known for?
We had a, let me see, he was a Supreme Court judge, which is Fred Benson. And that's about it as far as, you know, fame.
It's been, is the biggest news story, our biggest controversy in the area in the past year.
In the past year?
Right.
Other than the local election that happened, that's, in the primary, we had a big controversy over, they thought some of the voting machines had been opened and stuff like this, and they had to take it to court and have the machines examined, et cetera, you know, and everything turned out okay. There was no fraud, no tampering with the machines. So that's, as far as last year, that's about the biggest controversy we've had here.
Do you have a lot of churches?
We have quite a few churches, which is mostly it's the Baptist church and the Methodist church. We do not have a Catholic church in this area, but one of the Methodist church are allowing the Catholics to have mass in one of their chapels, which we think is very nice. But we don't have any Presbyterians or Episcopalians or anything. It's Baptist and Methodist. Merry Christmas to everyone in Central Virginia.
Interview number 16 is Sarah Zimmerman. She's with the Chamber of Commerce in Louisa, Louisiana.
It's a farming community.
It's, well, that's what it is, a sugar cane forming. And it's very, like, they're very small and not very many houses. Very slow southern community.
What is the climate in your area like?
It's very hot and humid in the summertime. Right now our temperature, I guess, is about 72 and sunny. We never get very cold. Maybe in January and February we might get freezing, but that's no more than a couple of days at a time. So it's quite pleasant.
Is there anything the area is well known for?
It's well known for sugarcane, and of course our oil business is quite booming in this area. You know, we're having people moving from the northern states to this area because of jobs. You know, we do have, especially for skilled labor. If you're skilled, you know, welding and pipe fitter and such, there are a number of jobs down here.
What are some of the most common family names in your area?
Oh, probably like the Robichauds and the Boudreaux and the Hebert's. Mostly the French names, French ancestry down here. Merry Christmas to everyone in Central Virginia.
Interview number 17 is from Green, North Dakota. We're talking with Jerry Emerson, and he is editor of the Renville County Farmer in Green, North Dakota.
I would describe it as a town that went through its heyday in the early 20s and is now almost a ghost town. There's one elevator and about four residences, I would say. When I say elevator, I mean a grain elevator.
What do people there do for a living? How do they keep going?
It's grain farming. We raise a lot of durum, which is made into pasta products, of course. That's the main area, and also a lot of beef cattle.
Could you tell me about the climate in your area?
The climate?
Yes.
Well, today it's about 10 degrees above zero, and we have about 6 inches of snow on the ground. And we consider it, you know, a very nice day up here for this time of the year.
How much snow do you typically get in a winter?
I would say approximately up to 3 feet. And temperatures in January will drop down to 25 to 30 degrees below zero Fahrenheit.
Rather chilly.
Absolutely.
What are some of the most common family names in your area?
Oh, it's mainly Scandinavian. A lot of Larsons, Andersons, Gundersons, Indersons, that type of name.
Has there been any big news or controversy in your area, say, in the past year?
The past year, I would say it would be the oil boom up in this area. They've hit a lot of new oil wells, and there's been an influx of oil workers from all over the United States. So for a small, sparsely populated area like ours, it's been quite an influx. Merry Christmas to everyone in Central Virginia.
Interview number 18 is from Madison, South Dakota. It's with Renee Bestman, and she's with the Chamber of Commerce there.
It's quite cold. We've had quite a heavy blizzard the last couple of days. We've received approximately 10 inches of snow in the last 2 days. It's cleared off today, and it's rather nice today. The temperature is not so bad, so it's not real cold out today, but we do get quite frigid.
How large a place is it, did you say?
Approximately 7,000. That's the city. The county is approximately 11,000.
What are some of the most common family names in the area?
I'd have to say the Larsons and Nelsons, Johnsons.
What's been the biggest news in the area, say, in the past year?
Our railroad. We were in possibility of losing the use of the rail service, and we've gone together more or less as a community and got our state involved, and we've saved our local railroad, which would definitely have hurt our local farmers had we lost that, and that's been our biggest struggle in the last year and a half, to keep the railroad. I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas in Central Virginia.
Interview number 19 is with Lolly Hernandez. She's a reporter with the Democrat in Madison, California.
Well, it's in the middle of the county, and the people there, well, there's very few. I'm not even sure you can count them. On your right hand, there's not that many. You blink and you might miss it. The few that live there are farmers or have small, like, little general stores or, you know, small mom-and-pop type businesses. And like I said, they just go to a larger city, or they're farmers.
Is there any one crop that is predominant in the area?
In the area, as in the whole county,
right.
Tomatoes are a big crop here.
Tell me about the climate in your area.
Okay, it's warm most of the year, and except for perhaps the winter, and it gets foggy, and it rains. But the temperature doesn't get much lower than, say, 50 degrees.
You've never seen a white Christmas, then?
I have, but I haven't lived in this area all my life. But it doesn't snow, I think I heard someone say once that it snowed about 10 years ago.
Interview number 20. This is with Joe Flack. He's editor of the Star Mail, and he's from Madison, Nebraska.
We get severe spells. I have seen it 30 below here, and I have seen it 104 or 5 above. But that's unusual. Usually we'll have one or two days during the year when we get a temperature maybe in the 20 below range. And I would say probably sometime through each summer while we average, or we break the 100 degree mark. But it is a little on the severe side compared to Florida, I suppose. We like it.
You like it?
We have wind.
I'll bet you do.
During the 30s, the WPA planted windbreaks, and there are quite a number of trees now. But the advent of this center pivot irrigation has meant that a lot of these windbreaks have been cut out because the center pivot system has to be able to rotate on a clear path. Some of these irrigating systems are a quarter of a mile long, and they rotate around the center. So you have a diameter of a half a mile that you have to clear of trees. Merry Christmas to everyone in Central Virginia from...
Here's number 2 with Joe Flack. He's again from Madison, Nebraska.
It is on the edge of the corn and hog belt. We raise, it's strictly, almost definitely a farming community and related enterprises. We raise corn and soybeans here and cattle and hogs. We are located on the Union Pacific, a spur of the Union Pacific, and we have a pork plant here that is one of the most modern in the country. It's capable of processing a 1,000 head an hour. One of our large assets here is a tremendous supply of underground water at something on the order of 140 to 150 feet. We can hit water here that is not uncommon for a well to produce 2 or 3 million barrels or gallons a day. Being in short supply, that's phenomenal, and we consider ourselves very fortunate to have it, and we utilize this water in irrigation to a large extent. We are Middle European here, almost strictly. There's no race problem here because we have no races. And our soil here is very fertile. There is absolutely no rock. In fact, that is a drawback. We have to import our limestone and so forth for cement. You can't find a rock unless somebody bought it in. I have two or three in my yard that I bought from the Black Hills. Merry Christmas to everyone in Central Virginia.
Next, we have Wade Prather. He is editor of the Madison County Herald, and that's in Madison, Mississippi.
It's kind of between two rivers, and to the northwest, you run into the Big Black River. So it's kind of between the Pearl River and the Big Black River, and it's, you know, it's kind of a ridge country. Not real big ridges. It's not like you run into in Tennessee or someplace like that, but it's a fairly hilly type area.
What are some of the common family names there?
I know there's a ton of Hawkins. The mayor of the town's name is Hawkins. She's a lady. Or she's a woman. Or it depends on which side of the political fence you're on, but her name is Mary Hawkins.
What would you say has been the biggest news story or the biggest controversy in your area in the past year?
Went through a big tax increase here just about 2 months ago of about 34% for city taxes.
I guess that set some people on their ears.
They got kind of fired up about it.
Same as they would anywhere else, I guess.
Oh, yeah, well, it's particularly this one because there's a brand new set of mayor and board of aldermen. That was one of the first things they did. They took office and raised taxes.
And so that's what you mean by your reference to either she's a woman or a lady, depending on the political sense.
Yeah. She's a Republican, too, and there's not a whole lot of Republicans in this neck of the woods. Most people out here are Democratic. Merry Christmas to everyone in Central Virginia.
And finally, interview number 22 is Bob Alex, or is it Axel? I think it's Bob Axel. He is editor, or city editor, of The Leader, and that is published in Orange, Texas.
Population of some 25,000, subtropical. It's noted for being a hub of petrochemical industry. Polyethylene plastic resin is produced here in a variety of chemical feedstocks that are sent elsewhere for processing, including latex rubber, pulp and container board. We have a craft mill. We're looking for hundreds of people for jobs.
Can you tell me a little bit about the climate there?
It's subtropical. We have around 65, 70 inches of rain a year. It snowed twice that I can recall since 1954. We want to extend the most happy and bountiful Christmas and Happy New Year to y'all.
And wrapping things up, here's a feature story about the contest. After calling all over the country asking busy people to take time out to tell me about their area, I can tell you there are an awful lot of nice people around. I called people at radio stations and newspapers in 22 different places, and with only one exception, found people willing and eager to talk about what makes their hometowns unique. There was only one Culpeper on the list, a community of about 20 people in Arkansas. I called 4 Greens, 2 Louisas, 5 Oranges, and 10 Madisons. Now, before you accuse me of being partial to Madisons, look at your atlas. There's a Madison in just about every state. In the interviews aired during the contest, one of the most common clues given to help people narrow down the region of the country was climate, like this comment by Ray Friday of WCNH Radio near Orange, Florida.
We're staying pretty warm the past few weeks. We've been in the 70, 75 area and about 50 at night.
Other common clues were the most common family names. If you know anything about the Coca-Cola Company, you could have guessed that Preston Small of WYTH Radio was from Madison, Georgia.
Well, naturally we've got Smith. Now, that's a common family name. Candler is another common family name. A lot of the people who belong belonged to the Candler, Asa Candler family, which was a founding Coca-Cola family.
Cheryl Archibald, who works for the News in Orange, Massachusetts, gave enough clues for a listener to guess where she was from.
We have a lot of old New England names, you know, like John Smith and something like that. A lot of people there are like the daughters of the American Revolution here who have date people back from the Mayflower, of course. We have a lot of people like that around.
Other clues were more obscure. History buffs, or people who have lived in the Midwest, might have picked up on what Steve White said about Madison, a historic place which used to be the biggest city in Indiana.
Big city in shipbuilding and pork producing, and it was a stopping off point for settlers, and one of the people here helped finance the state's army for the Civil War.
Or if you remember your American history and where the settlers went, you could have guessed that Fred Hawker was from the Midwest. Actually, Hawker was describing Green, Iowa.
We're settled basically by a group out of near off an island off of Holland, as I understand it. And I don't exactly know if they'd be, they sort of relate to the Germans. So for years we had a German Lutheran church here that spoke German and German services and so forth. So.
Another clue was how most people earned a living. People from Louisiana and Texas talked about petroleum. Those from Florida and California mentioned tomato farms. The timber industry is big in Maine. And you might guess that Charlie Supack is from Madison, West Virginia.
One industry, everything is coal here. And in fact, five counties are all coal-producing counties. We produce more coal here in this region than other areas in the state. There's other pockets of coal-producing, but not like here.
Joe Flack, editor of the Star Mail in Madison, Nebraska, was my favorite interview because he seemed to have a feel for what makes his area unique. In Madison, Nebraska, they have tremendous stores of underground water, center pivot irrigation systems with a quarter mile long arms, and no rocks.
There is absolutely no rock. In fact, that is a drawback. We have to import our limestone and so forth for cement. You can't find a rock in Madison County unless somebody bought it in. I have two or three in my yard that I bought from the Black Hills.
Other interviews contained clues of landmarks, and accent is sometimes a dead giveaway. Could you guess that Wade Prather is from Madison, Mississippi?
To the northwest, you run into the Big Black River, so it's caught between the Pearl River and the Big Black River, and it's, you know, it's kind of a rich country.
Everyone expressed the same wish, put best in this big Texan way.
This is Bob Axelson at Orange, Texas, managing editor of the Orange Leader. We want to extend the most happy and bountiful Christmas and Happy New Year to y'all.
And I'll join this wish. Merry Christmas to you. I'm Patricia MacArver.